From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Drew Dawson. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have confirmed the first death linked to the current E. coli outbreak. CDC epidemiologist Patricia Griffin says the bacteria is tied to romaine lettuce from Yuma, Arizona, but she adds people can become ill in other ways.
This is a bad bug, and it can be transmitted in a variety of ways, including directly from one person to another. So yes, it can be transmitted by food, by water that's not disinfected.
As of yesterday, Georgia has 4 reported cases of E. coli. Georgia watermelon growers and scientists from UGA are collaborating on a 3-year study to create a disease management plan to prevent gummy stem blight from affecting local crops. According to the Southeast Farm Press, gummy stem blight is one of the top concerns for growers. UGA horticulturist Cecilia McGregor says early detection of the blight could lessen environmental impact and make the crop more profitable. The 3-year project is being funded by the Georgia Department of Agriculture for nearly $100,000. Georgia is preparing to execute a man convicted of killing an off-duty prison guard tonight. GPB's Taylor Gant reports.
The board had granted a 90-day stay in order to consider new evidence for clemency for Robert Earl Butts Jr. Butts was convicted of the 1996 murder of corrections officer Donovan Parks in Baldwin County. In Butts' clemency application, his attorneys presented evidence that 2 men who testified that Butts had confessed his guilt to them may have lied. The Board of Pardons and Paroles was not persuaded. Now denied a stay and clemency, Butts is scheduled for execution tonight at 7 o'clock at the state prison in Jackson. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
The state of Georgia has been awarded $61.5 million to fund literacy initiatives. The money comes from the federal Striving Readers Grant Competition. 38 school districts will be the primary beneficiaries through grants administered by the Department of Education, according to the Times Free Press. The award to Georgia is the highest received by any state. And a pastor jailed for sexual battery against a 9-year-old has been charged in a separate child molestation case. The Macon Telegraph reports 58-year-old Wiley Green Leverett of the Solid Rock Community Church in Centerville is accused of touching a 6-year-old child inappropriately in 2011. And the Georgia Bulldogs head football coach yesterday signed a 7-year deal worth $49 million. Kirby Smart took over as head coach in 2016 and led the Dogs to this year's national championship game. Though the team lost to SEC rival Alabama, athletic director Greg McGarity says Smart's leadership is paying off for UGA. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.